30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Welcome back, Arizona homeowners, to my house. You've shown up too late to share in any of our boudin and Cajun biscuits and community Cajun coffee. But we're glad you're here anyway. Come on in.
Stick around for lunch. We'll have some gumbo here in a bit.
That's right. We're going to fix up some gumbo because we're going to be talking about pests or pets or animals that can control the pests in your yard.
Just got to find.
Completely organically.
You got to figure out the food chain.
So. Here's a tip of what's coming in the 10 o'clock hour. This is a perfect example of Cajun efficiency. Do you have a scorpion problem at your house? Get a guinea. I'm not kidding. Get a guinea. Guineas eat scorpions. When they have the scorpion population under control, they make a great gumbo. How much simpler could it get than that? Huh? So we're going to have a lot more tips like that for you in the 10 o'clock hour where we talk about integrated pest management.
Managing the animal that feeds you.
That's right. And get rid of the scorpions all at the same time. So we'll be talking more about that in the 10 o'clock hour. But the 9 o'clock hour is when we throw the phones wide open. John Eisenhower has just completed his arborist hour. He had to stay and clear the line of people who were waiting to get online and talk to him about it. We've cleared all the lines. All lines are open right now. 1-888-767-4348. I'm Rosie. Been doing the show for 30 years, answering questions about Arizona homeowners that are trying to get something done around their house. Romy, my son, has been, when I had the big construction company, he was my payroll guard. He would always drive around with me on payroll day and deliver soda pops and candy bars as we handed out paychecks and started working on the jobs as a very, very young man. I still never forget the time I left you on Camelback Mountain with that jackhammer. I still really think, that's one of my proudest father moments. You want a whole where, Dad? Oh, yeah. Jennifer, my wife, sweet Jennifer, is in the call center booth, and she'll take your call. She'll get your name, where you're calling from in Arizona, what your question is about, and we'll get to it as quick as we can. It's a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. So whether you're listening to us in Coconino County on CAF Radio or Yavapai County on CASM Radio or KQNA Radio, or whether you're listening to us in Maricopa County at KTAR, Pima County, or Santa Cruz County at KNST or KGVY, wherever we are in Arizona, you call us at the one toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. That'll put you right in touch with us, and we'll put our experience to work for your benefit and your behalf. That's just one way that we work to become your best friend, by showing up every Saturday to answer your questions. We do that by broadcasting on those six radio stations. We also do it by writing for several newspapers across the state, as well as our own blog. The blog for Rosie on the House this week, if you're a subscriber to our newsletter, it hit your email box Thursday afternoon, and it is on the topic of integrated pest management. It's good pest for the purpose of controlling the bad pest, and we're going to cover that at 10 o'clock. If you're down in Casa Grande, the Casa Grande Dispatch, tomorrow on Sunday, we'll have some electrical questions that folks from Gila County and have been calling us with, and Pima County and Pinal County, what they've been calling us with and writing into us about as far as electrical issues in and around and around about their house. Down in Green Valley, we had a couple people write in wanting to know what could they anticipate as remodel costs. So in Wednesday's edition of the Green Valley News, there'll actually be answers to that question. The Arizona Daily Star in Tucson wanted to know, we had several questions about insulating a home and what role does foam play in that. That's available at the Arizona Daily Star in tomorrow's edition. So we cover the state with free information for you, the Arizona homeowner. Again, that's the way we try and become your best friend. Now, we've come up with new ways to become your best friend. And I'm really proud of this last one because it was my idea.
The best idea, mine.
We in our remodeling company tear out some of the most incredible appliances and cabinets and plumbing fixtures than you can imagine. And we have always been in a little bit of a dilemma of what to do with these products until the advent of our new website. It's auctions.rosieonthehouse.com. And we take only the finest things that we're taking out of people's homes and put it up on this website. Well, like, Rosie, what are you talking about? I'm talking about Bosch dishwashers. I'm talking about KitchenAid Superb double ovens. I'm talking about KitchenAid built-in microwaves. I'm talking about GE Monogram beverage under-counter refrigerators, KitchenAid ice makers, Sub-Zero wine storage cabinets. You know what the starting bid on the wine storage cabinet is? Huh? You want to know?
No.
Pennies on a dollar. Pennies on a dollar. There is a kitchen cabinet package. The entire kitchen, custom-made cabinets available on this website, auctions.rosieonthehouse.com. Romy, I heard you trying to decide whether or not you were going to put a bid on that freestanding clawfoot tub.
Well,
it's
and it comes
gorgeous.
With, and there's a freestanding porcelain sink. So this is that
pedestal sink.
That retro look that,
absolutely.
That I love. The problem I'm running into is the starting bid is so low. It's attractive, but I know the demolition cost and time of ripping it out and getting the bathroom, what that's going to do to transition that bathroom just isn't quite on the priority list at this time. But
if you're looking to upgrade a bathroom or a kitchen, I couldn't encourage you enough, and you've got some do-it-yourself skills. I couldn't encourage you enough to get to auctions.rosieonthehouse.com. Now, you got to understand this. These products are being offered. We don't deliver. You have to come pick them up. And it's as is. Some of these things are in perfect condition. Some of them have a little scratch on the backside no one would ever see. So that's one more way we endeavor to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Some unbelievable values on some unbelievably great products at auctions.rosieonthehouse.com. I think, Romy, you've actually set up a tab at our homepage, rosieonthehouse.com, where you have a link to Rosie's auction site.
It's the quick link. So when you get to the homepage, just scroll down until you see popular links. And it's usually our... how we, in the broadcast, direct people to the content we're talking about. You know, go get the rest of the article and throw them up there. Well, we put this Rosie's Remodeling Auction website on top of our popular links.
Y'all go check it out, and I hope you find some great deals there, and I hope all this stuff will be able to go to good use. All right.
Instead of a landfill.
One of the ongoing dilemmas that we're constantly hearing about at our office. And we've been talking about this since Q3 of 2017, since the fall of 17, is the APS rate hike. Now, that's what we've been calling it, but let's call it a rate change, okay? I did finally get on the phone with the appropriate people at APS this week, and I need y'all to listen to me very, very close because they are offering a very unique opportunity to three homeowners, and only three, okay? I'm number four. They did mine for free. So what we're going to do is you are going to submit to me at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Put in the subject line APS bill review. They are, if you are under the suspicion that the rate increase is bigger than you anticipated it to be, or you in particular are experiencing a change one way or the other that was beyond your expectations, email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. I will be the judge. If we get 50 of these, if we get 100 of these, if we get 200 of these, I'm going to review them, and I'm going to pick three of them. I'm going to forward them to APS, and they are going to do a complete teardown analysis of why you're seeing that difference. And they're going to be coming on air here at Rosie on the House to talk about it. Now, I have to tell y'all, we have been stating, if you are in the army of Rosie on the House super cooling homeowners, you will have to change the settings on your home, okay? The time for on-peak power is changing from noon to 7 to 3 to 8, okay? You have no choice about that. You are going to have to change your power consumption into those hours, all right? If you don't, you're going to be clobbered. And many of you that I've been sending to the APS site to do a calculation of what the bill is going to be under one of the new 7 different plans, that calculator is not properly adjusting for that time of day use. So it was telling me the least I could expect to see my rates go up was 37%. That was the very least. But if you take your habit of buying on peak and move it to 3 to 8, which the calculator isn't capable of doing, you come up with a much different result. So y'all stay tuned. 3 people will get their bills completely, totally analyzed by the engineers at APS for free. info@rosieonthehouse.com. Just put in APS bill review. We will need to know your account number. We will need to know your access onto the online portal, and we'll need you to be willing to let us see all that information. If you're willing to do that, you'll get a free, complete analysis from APS. We'll actually be covering that on air next Saturday.